Welcome one and all to the May 2021 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. As you well know, as a member, Parkinson's Recovery is dedicated and focused on identifying the dozens of natural options that we have discovered through our research is helping to offer relief from the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Now that you've connected into our live program, if you have any topics you'd like to discuss, be sure to just type those into the chat room or call in, and we'll be happy to have an actual live conversation between the two of us. First, I'd like to cover all the events and happenings and discoveries that we have been pursuing over the past month here at Parkinson's Recovery. First is just a general comment about where I am at in terms of researching all the kinds of ways people are celebrating relief from their symptoms. When I began my research now 20 years ago, that's two decades ago, I honestly believed I would identify two, three, at most four different kinds of options people could pursue that would allow them to be able to celebrate a full reversal of whatever symptoms they experienced. Was I dead wrong? As I began to continue interviewing experts in the field and doing my own research, I discovered that that is never going to be true. The diagnosis itself of Parkinson's disease is what we would call a multifaceted diagnosis, or other people refer to it as a garbage can diagnosis. And that really means that you kind of throw everything into the garbage can imaginable. The reason is that the causes of the neurological challenges associated with this diagnosis are very multifaceted. If a person has toxins, then the way to get relief is to address the toxins. If trauma is an issue, and it is for many people, if the trauma is not addressed, then the symptoms will not offer relief. As I began to continue my research, I began to identify option after option that we also were able to determine were helping some people. Not everyone, but that those options that we were beginning to identify were helping some people. Now, what happened was, after about a decade, people became overwhelmed, and quite frankly, I had to include myself in that grouping of individuals who all of a sudden said, whoa, this is a lot to take in. There are so many options, so many possibilities that are helping some people. The question turns on, okay, what's going to really help you? What I decided to do in the member pages for this coming week is to post a very interesting set of discoveries by one of the people I have interviewed on Parkinson's Recovery Radio who has Parkinson's. His name is Richard Melvin. Richard is an amazing artist, and he decided that what he would do is spend 3 years of his life identifying the research that indicated what might help persons find relief from their symptoms. I have posted a shorter version of what Richard was able to document on the page for members, Rock Solid Walking. That's up now. I just was able to check all the links and to make that posting live. What you're going to notice is it's a long list. There are lots of different possibilities for what research has determined can help people find relief from their symptoms. And even as I was working on this posting for you this morning, I was really a bit overwhelmed once again by the number of different wonderful options that are out there for people. Again, these are not just options that we had some suspicion might help, but research has clearly determined that they have the ability of offering relief from symptoms specifically associated with this neurological challenge of Parkinson's disease. What I decided to do then is to go back and to systematically document and make it easily accessible the many different options that are available out there, and to enter these into online courses so people can get access to them at any time. in a way, all the information is freely available out there. I spent a fortune having the availability of replays for all my radio show interviews for everybody to hear at no cost. Yet, the reality is, as I began to really reflect, well, okay, so there are 275 radio show interviews. Each one is about an hour. Nobody really has time to listen to all of that, certainly. And furthermore, just listening to one of the interviews takes quite a bit of time. I know when I'm making decisions about how to spend my time, if the choice is to listen to some kind of program that lasts an hour, I usually don't want to do it. That's too much time, too much effort, and usually I'm not benefited that much from actually making that commitment. So here's what I decided to do. I decided that I would take the golden gems, and they really are golden gems that I have been able to unearth over the last 20 years, and to systematically document these in online courses. And what I also designed was the ability for each of these proposals, each of these natural options, to be posted every 5 days. Then this means that the journey as you travel down the road to recovery is literally a journey. Instead of saying to yourself, okay, Rogers has done this for 20 years. He's the founder of Parkinson's Recovery. I'll call him and he'll tell me if I take this action, I will get well. And of course, those are the calls that I always get, and people are always disappointed because there is no answer to that. There is no single option, whether natural or prescription or surgery, that's going to be able to offer people the ability to say, oh, gosh, my symptoms are finally gone. No, I'm afraid. It's a much more involved journey. And so what I decided to do is to create these courses where we are packaging each of these options in simple terms. So I've got little short videos. I've got a text description that only takes a couple of minutes to read. I've documented the research that backs up the idea. You can look at all that. It doesn't take that long for each of the postings. And then you want to, I suggest, check into yourself and say, all right, here's the next option. Is this something I should take action on? Now, if I put all of this out at the very same time, and I continue to, by the way, post new ideas, new discoveries every week in these courses, so you're going to find there's just a mountain of information. Now, if you saw that all at the same time, you'd be overwhelmed because you wouldn't know where to start. You wouldn't know which options to pursue, and you cannot, I repeat, you cannot pursue all of the options. I don't care if you are a billionaire or not. The reality is the body can only assemble so much therapy. The idea then is that you look at the option, you say, okay, this is what the research says. Is this something that calls out to me to pursue or not? Do I need to take action on this or not? So that's the design that I decided to pursue. I have received many compliments about the wonderful work that we are presenting to the global community. The one criticism has been the information is overwhelming, so I'm trying to make this available in digestible bits. So this is a long way of explaining that I do have now these online courses. I want to make sure that you know about them, and I decided that in celebration of Memorial Day, I would discount all of these courses 50% today. So if you want to enroll in any of these courses, and I know a number of you are already enrolled, but if you see any of these additional courses that you want to enroll in, be sure to take action today and take advantage of that 50% tuition discount. You have to enter the coupon code SUCCEED, S-U-C-C-E-E-D, in order to be able to claim that discount. Discounts available on the 3-month subscriptions and the 6-month subscriptions. And again, it's a subscription because the idea is you're on a journey to be able to explore and discover options that are going to be able to allow you to celebrate relief from your symptoms. And by the way, that's really where I have been spending all of my time here at Parkinson's Recovery. I've gone back to some of these amazing interviews with these healthcare professionals, experts in their field. I've documented what they found, what they've experienced with their own patients or for themselves, and we've been able to package that, couple that with the research, and then make postings on these three different courses. So the courses that are available for the tuition discount are what really matters. That's a general overview of everything we've discovered that helps you heal from the inside out. There's a course titled Tame Tremors, and that's identifying all the kinds of therapies that really allow you to celebrate a taming of your tremors, at least temporarily, just as is the case with medicines. And then the other course is Rock Solid Walking. So for those of you who have mobility challenges, that's a course that really has, I have to say, wonderful suggestions for how you can convert walking that may be wobbly and a bit problematic to walking that actually is rock solid. So please, if you'd like to be able to join with me on taking this journey and you haven't yet entered into any of those courses, I wanted to make these courses available to members at, again, this good tuition discount available by the end of the day today. This is Sunday, May the 30th, Sunday. Second of all, because this is Memorial Day weekend, we, of course, in the United States, celebrate all of the military personnel who gave their lives in service to their country. So we honor their incredible commitment. But in a way, if we step back, Memorial Day also means, I think, having some honoring of our ancestors. I just completed this morning posting some meditations that are meditations focused on honoring your ancestors and taking on any pain, agony, or traumas from your ancestors out of love that are impeding the ability of you to celebrate a successful recovery. Please check those meditations out. As you know, we have two meditation pages. One of them is the longer meditation page, the more 30-minute page. That sets you up for the whole week. And then every day of the week, we have a shorter 4 or 5 minute meditation that just piggybacks on to the main meditation and allows you to have some reflections on how you can honor your ancestors. The incredible research work that Richard Melvin did, again, he's the person I interviewed who had Parkinson's and who did all this incredible research, is posted on the member page, Rock Solid Walking. You'll see links to the National Institute of Health research studies and research evidence for each of what he has documented can provide relief from symptoms. It's an amazing list of links and possibilities. So if you want to see the many options that we know are helping people, well, that's a quick way to actually do it. Again, remember, there are lots of ways to heal from this. The real question turns on, well, what's going to be the approach that's going to be most meaningful and most helpful to you, keeping in mind that your situation is idiosyncratic to you personally. Your situation is unlike any other person's situation. So if a friend of yours who has some neurological challenges says to you, oh, hey, here's the answer, do this, it's possible that may provide wonderful relief. It's also possible that it will not because your situation is very different from them. So in a way, there's so many choices. It's a question of evaluating each one of these little by little and deciding, do I want to take action or not? And if not, put it aside and realize if you're especially into these online courses, you'll get another option that'll pop up in just 5 days. That allow you to be able to, again, consider, is that one that I really want to consider? So the courses, I think, by design, allow you to really acknowledge that this healing is a journey. And by making reasoned choices that are right for you and your body, I think you'll discover that, yes, indeed, you, along with others, can celebrate a relief from whatever symptoms you currently experience. What's been happening at Parkinson's Recovery this past month? Be sure to listen to an interview with Dr. Greg Eckel, who is a medical doctor, a Chinese medicine doctor, a naturopath doctor. That three combinations is quite remarkable, who has a clinic in Portland, Oregon. Dr. Eckel, I think, gave a quite wonderful presentation emphasizing that is in his clinic, he doesn't focus on problems or symptoms or difficulties. He focuses on how to support the body's ability to heal from the inside out. And that's what everything is that he does in his clinic, as he, I think, quite wonderfully explains. So he has a very systematic approach that he uses for persons with Parkinson's. That is his emphasis, his focus in his clinic. So be sure to listen to his approach, because I think it's very different from what you find with most medical doctors whose focus is to suppress symptoms with medicines. That's not what Dr. Eckel does. Dr. Eckel also has a really interesting stem cell therapy that he's been introducing that you might want to hear a little bit about. As a side note, some of the most advanced work on stem cell therapy for persons with Parkinson's is being done at Lund University in Sweden, of all places. So we're making great progress in discovering some ways that stem cell therapy can provide relief from these symptoms. Now, as a general overview about stem cell therapy, I want to say first that, yes, we're making remarkable advances in terms of the technologies involved. Second of all, I want to emphasize that your body makes its own stem cells. The approach that I support and advocate is supporting your body's own ability to make stem cell production happen. So if the body is not able to make enough stem cells, the real question turns on, well, what's out of balance? What needs to be addressed? What support does the body need to receive? If, however, a person is truly challenged with their symptoms, they're really not able to function as they would like to function, I think stem cell therapy is a wonderful option, because it will, for most cases, now, not all, it's kind of like all of these therapies, it helps some people, but not all people. I've had reports from some people who've had stem cell therapy that have said, you know, I spent $20,000 and got no result at all. Other people report that they got the stem cell therapy and they were absolutely delighted that it did provide relief. Of course, the challenge is the relief is not long-term. The relief is kind of like medicine short-term, but certainly longer than just 3 or 4 hours. With stem cell therapy, with a little luck, you'll be able to find and celebrate relief for as much as 4 to 6 months or even longer. So I'm so glad that option is now out and advances are being made with stem cell therapy. Dr. Eckel discusses what is involved with his stem cell therapy that I think is quite fascinating. And by the way, as you will hear in the interview, he's getting really quite remarkable results with his patients. And again, Dr. Eckel, unlike most medical doctors, does focus his attention and efforts on, as it turns out, the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. But again, by way of summary, remember, he doesn't focus on Parkinson's. He focuses on how to support your body's own natural healing ability. What's coming up in Parkinson's recovery? I've got a really exciting announcement, and that is that I just had some discussions today with natural pharmacist Ross Pelton. Ross is going to be giving a presentation on a PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. That's going to be probably in about 10 days from now. Why am I so excited about this? Now, Ross has introduced this before, but the Beamer is now a Class 2 FDA-approved PEMF therapy. There is no other PEMF therapy that has that designation. What does this mean? It's possible that you might be able to get some insurance reimbursement for getting this therapy. Now, of course, it depends on your insurance carriers, and of course, they just got approval about 4 months ago. So that's probably still in process. But the exciting news is that it does have that first class, and again, it's a Class 2, technically speaking, approval. What is the Beamer all about? What is that therapy all about? The short story is that it opens up those tiny little vessels called capillaries that send the nutrients to the cells and remove the waste from the cells. That means that your body's ability to rejuvenate and regenerate is significantly enhanced. There is significant body of research on the effectiveness of Beamer. That's why they got FDA approval. I'm amazed at the dozens and dozens of studies that have been done. There are people with the diagnosis of Parkinson's that have used it, they report back, they're happy with the result. You obviously have to use it every day in order to be able to celebrate relief. And so I just want to say, with a little heads up, be sure to be on the lookout for that interview with Ross Pelton. Ross is also, he just told me, going to be announcing that he will be available to provide consultations for persons that will be addressing other therapies in addition to the Beamer. So be sure to be on the lookout for that presentation, which I am very excited about. That's, again, coming up in about 10 days. Now, I have a question that I want to address and then check in with whoever might have called in or checked in and wants us to be able to address certain topics. Again, if you'd like any topics to be discussed, be sure to type those into the chat room right now. The question is following from Bill. It says, "Hi, Robert. Would you be willing to discuss the use of cannabis marijuana for Parkinson's in states when allowed?" Well, yes, Bill, I would be delighted and honored to do just that. So the first overview comment that I have is, in the annual survey that I conduct where I ask members of my audience, please, would you tell me, first of all, over the past year, have you been feeling better, about the same, or worse? And then the second question is really a very general question, and that is, also, could you tell us what therapies have been offering you welcome relief from your symptoms? So I get back some really quite interesting responses. So just to clarify, when I say what therapies have been helping you, I don't list the therapies. I don't say check the therapies that have helped you. The person really has to tell me in writing and list the therapies that they found to be helpful. So the question then turns on, what about cannabis? What about marijuana? How many people say that helps? We do get every year, and I've been doing this year after year, people who will report that marijuana is one of those therapies that's beneficial. Some years we get three persons that say it, two persons. One year I think there were four persons. So, you know, the many hundreds of people that respond. That's my way of then now concluding that, okay, we know that using this as a therapy does help some people. And that's good news. Now, the other challenge with this as a therapy is that when I muscle test this as an option for persons with Parkinson's, what I tend to discover is the reason it seems to offer relief, and of course it's partly because you're in an altered state, is because it reverses the energy field. And so that means that the reason you're not feeling anything if you have pain or if you have discomfort is because all of a sudden the introduction of cannabis is really stilling the energy field or even reversing the energy field. That means then that the body's not really able to heal from the inside out. That energy is not flowing through the body. Now, in the end, of course, what I'm saying is that, yes, you are able to get some temporary relief from symptoms, and that can be really quite wonderful for some people. Now, the alternative option for persons is, and especially for persons who don't want to go into that altered state where you obviously are not quite yourself because you do have, with cannabis and marijuana, the ability to get, quote, high, end quote, is, of course, the extraction from that plant, which is cannabidiol oil, or called CBD. More people are reporting CBD as beneficial than the cannabis. Now, I don't know how many people have tried it. All I can tell you is that when we receive back reports, the much larger number of people are going to say CBD oil as something that's helpful than marijuana. What I can tell you about CBD oil is the following. Number one, because it is all of a sudden legal in most states, there are hundreds of new companies that have surfaced, and they are offering products that are packaged in a pretty slick way that will offer you very little benefit and cost a fortune. I've seen the packaged CBD products in some of these supplement stores, and I'm shocked by the prices that are offered and the very low concentrations in the bottles. You may be, if you're listening to this, you may be somebody who's tried a CBD oil, so you went to the supplement store and you said, okay, I'm going to get the best quality I can find, and that's probably the highest one. The concentration was maybe 25 milligrams or 50 milligrams. You took it, no result. Okay, guess what? First of all, it might not have really been 25 milligrams or 50 milligrams because a lot of these companies really don't have any laboratory testing. Second of all, the research shows that for persons with the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, 25 milligram, 50 milligram, that's not going to do much good at all. It's a minimum of 300 according to the studies, and I would guess for many people we're talking about you're going to need a whole lot more than that. So you've got to have a pretty strong concentration in order to be able to see a result. The other kind of statement that I'll make, and again, we're not talking specifically here about marijuana, but rather an extract, which is the CBD oil, which is the healing element that you find in that specific plant, is that if you are a person that would like to pursue that, there is a company that I think has high quality. It's called CTFO, and they do laboratory testing of all their samples, number one. Number two, they also have high concentrations, so 500 or 1,000 milligrams, which, of course, is what persons with Parkinson's need. So if that's something you want to pursue, I'll be happy to send you the link to that particular company. I think they do have integrity. They have transparency. They do laboratory testing of their samples, and that's an option to be considered. For the cannabis marijuana, the medical care cannabis or marijuana, from what I can understand, if you get a prescription, the quality of that is pretty reasonable. So I think you don't have to worry a lot about it if you're actually getting a prescription for that. So let me now check in and see if there's anything in the chat room of topics you'd like for us to be able to discuss. I don't see any recordings at all of anybody who has anything you'd like to be able to discuss. We do have one caller. I think because it's the Memorial Day weekend, we're going to have very few people who are able to connect in with the live session. As you know, all of these programs are available for replay, and that's what most people are going to do. They're going to listen to the replay itself. So let me check in with Bill. Hello, Bill. It's great to connect with you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, doing pretty well. Thank you. We've had some nice weather for a change here for a day or two, so that makes everybody happy.
Great. Yeah, I wanted to reiterate what you said about that interview with Greg Echo. I thought that was really excellent.
I'm so glad you liked it. I was really impressed. It probably took me 6 months to get that interview, Bill. I went back and forth, and finally we were able to find a time, and he gave me the information to set up the show page finally. And, yeah, he did just a really wonderful job in describing the issues and the approach that he has in his clinic. So please, everybody, you now have a testimonial that show is really, really something that's worth listening to. And, of course, it's on the radio show page on your member websites.
Yeah, it was. I mean, all of your interviews are interesting, but this one seemed particularly good. Maybe I was just in a receptive mood. I don't know, but I thought you did a great job as usual with your questions, and he responded. It sounded to me very honestly and directly, and so that was great.
Oh, I thought so too, and Dr. Echol didn't give me a list of questions to ask, so I was just asking as we were going through questions, and my reaction was exactly the same. He was giving honest, direct answers to everything, giving us a good idea of what he's seen and experienced and what results he's had in his clinic. The other little information that was new to me is that he does have this very new stem cell therapy that he's using in his clinic with great results. I thought that was really exciting. So I'm hoping that some people, especially those that live in Oregon, might benefit from that, and we'll get some feedback as a result.
Yeah, it would be nice to get some, like you say, personalized reports of that.
So what else is up, Bill?
Well, I'm just trying to do the best I can with this thing. It occurred to me the other day that I think we've talked about this before, but if you focus your thinking on just what's getting worse or maybe not getting any better despite what you do, you're kind of missing – other parts of the disease that maybe you have made improvement on? Because that's certainly in my own case, the case that I can think of several symptoms, if you will, that are better now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. So it's not like everything gets worse or everything gets better.
Oh, that's so beautifully said. That's been my research experience as well from all of these interviews. It's kind of a rocky road. And then, like you just described, it makes sense that what do we focus on? What's sort of in our face? You know, what are the problems? And we get to realize that some of these other problems have resolved quite beautifully.
Yeah, you can cheer yourself up that way and not allow yourself to get down about something that particularly bothers you.
Right. I had a really interesting interview with a neuropsychologist. His name is Martinez. He's from Austin, Texas. This was an interview about 6 weeks ago. And he said something that I thought was quite interesting. He said, okay, a lot of people ask me, should I join a support group for Parkinson's? And so his answer was definitely not. I thought that's interesting. And of course, the reason I wanted to develop and support the virtual support group for Parkinson's, the Parkinson's Recovery Support Group, the one that we're doing right now, is to have a positive support for people, not one where we're talking about all the problems. And so he said, well, I said, okay, well, that's interesting. What would you suggest? And he said, okay, what people need to do is instead of, you know, joining some kind of support group that is sponsored by a foundation for Parkinson's, where people are going to sit around talking about problems with their medicines or choices about surgery or not. Instead of that, he said, ask yourself, what is a topic, what's a subject that you're most called to find joy with? You know, is that music? Is it art? Is it hanging out with your friends? You know, what is it that gives you the greatest joy? Is it sports? Whatever it is. And then he said, the best support group for you is to join with other people who share that interest in whatever way is going to work for you. I thought, what a great idea. So you just create your own support group of people who simply have your same interests, so that when you're with those folks, if, for example, the common interest happens to be art, well, you're talking about art, what you're doing with your art, rather than talking about the problems and the challenges of your symptoms. I thought that was the most wonderful idea I've heard in a number of months. And that's a way of sort of jumping off of focusing on the symptom that's in your face and worrying about, well, how am I going to address this, and more into the positive aspect of what gives you the greatest joy.
Yeah, there's definitely a downside to the traditional Parkinson's support group. It can turn into a gripe session or a complaint about their neurologist. Has a tendency to spin off into unproductive areas, but it also...
Right. Hey, people need to vent, and that's understandable, but it doesn't really help other people. So.
Right. But it does have a good side, too, which is that you can pick up tips, ideas, you can get encouragement from people who have a positive attitude. You know, just being around other people going through something like what you're going through can be helpful. So it's not like it's all bad or all good.
Beautifully said. That's so, so true. As with everything, it's not all bad or all good. In a way, so a person could choose to certainly check in with that kind of offering, but also create their own support group of things that they're most find, you know, that nurture them the most. I think that combination might really work the best for a lot of people.
Sure. Yeah, could I mention one more thing just in connection with the cannabis discussion? Personally, I mean, being in Los Angeles, it's easy for me, but it may not be for others who live outside a big city. But there are doctors now who specialize in using cannabis as a medicine. And sometimes what they can do is not so much look at your disease, but look at you and make specific recommendations, because there's a kind of mix and match possibility with the cannabinoids that are in the plant. So they can have more of this, more of that, or different mixtures, let's call it.
Cool.
And they can make recommendations based on that. And so you're not just, like you say, wandering into a vitamin shop and picking out the most expensive one because you think it's probably going to be the best. This is a little more targeted than that. And of course, it costs you a little money to go and see somebody like this. But in my case, it was worth it because he said, try this, and he was right. So.
Oh, how cool. That's wonderful to hear.
I can, you know, off air, I can give you his name if you're interested. And he'd be an excellent person to interview. You can look at his website. He's very, very into promoting himself and very positive, interesting interview, I would think. So if you like, I can do that. He's in Los Angeles, where I am.
Oh, great. Do you happen to remember the website address?
I believe it's under his company name, Green Bridge Medical. GreenBridge Medical.
Awesome. I will check that out.
His name is Frankel, Frankel, Dr. Frankel.
Awesome.
You'll find him on the website.
I'll see if I can get him on the radio show as a guest. That's a wonderful suggestion.
Yeah, because you can see from his videos, which are on the website there, that he's very, I mean, he likes being on camera, so I imagine he would not give you a fight about being interviewed.
Oh, good, good. That's good to hear. You know, I extend invitations to people who'd be wonderful guests, but oftentimes they're not available. So it sounds like he might be one that would be more than willing to be a guest. So I'll reach out to him.
He's a true believer in using cannabis as a cure. He doesn't specifically direct his practice towards Parkinson's, but he feels that cannabis can help with a whole panoply of different diseases, including neurological.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, it does have those healing elements as a part of the chemical structure of it, so makes
right.
sense that what he's saying is exactly right.
Right, and he's really knowledgeable because he's been doing this for 20 years. And when he started, it was long before anything was legalized or quasi-legalized the way it is now. He was harassed by whatever doctor or professional group he belonged in and was eventually chased out of his practice because of this then illegal activity. So, but for 20 years, he's been trying to promote what he feels has been neglected. So.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, it also means that he's somebody that knows in his heart, mind, and soul that this is something that really does help people, or he wouldn't have stuck with it. So it sounds
right.
like he would be a wonderful resource.
Right. So that's just a suggestion should you care to entertain it.
I will. I'll reach out to him, Bill. Thank you so much for that suggestion.
Sure. Otherwise, happy holidays to you and anybody else who's listening.
Thank you very much, and thanks so much for connecting in. It just means everything to me, Bill.
Sure. Happy to do it.
Bye.
Bye.
And I'm looking at the list of people who've called in, and I don't see anyone today other than Bill who has called in to our support group gathering. We don't have anybody who's entered into the chat room with topics you'd like to discuss or questions you'd like to be able for me to answer. Remember that you can still ask questions or have topics to discuss. Just contact me anytime during the month, and I'm happy to provide whatever support or help that I can. And that's what's happening here on, you guessed it, the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are a Parkinson's recovery member, that you have been listening to the replays of the support group gatherings, that in your own way, in your own fashion, in your own time, at your own pace, you are journeying down the road to recovery successfully. Thank you so much for being a member and supporting all the many free services that we offer here through Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent holiday tomorrow for Memorial Day.